Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. This series captures the most impactful takeaways from our growth opportunity webinars, where global experts decode the forces shaping tomorrow's markets. In this episode, we dive into cloud-native application detection and response. As organizations rapidly adopt cloud-native architectures, security leaders face a dual mandate: protect dynamic, ephemeral environments from sophisticated threats while extracting operational value from security data. You'll hear what differentiates CNADR from traditional security, how AI is being applied cautiously, why integrating cloud security into the SOC remains a challenge, and where the fastest growth is unfolding. Traditional EDR and SIEM tools were built for a different era and are struggling to keep up with cloud-native realities. Traditional security, EDR-SIEM, prioritizes static servers and endpoints. Investigation relies on persistent evidence and familiar on-premise attack patterns. Quarantining a machine is a standard response. CNR is a broader, integrated approach. It unifies cloud detection and response, CDR, application detection and response, ADR, and workload security, CWPP, for containers, Kubernetes, and serverless functions. It leans into the ephemeral nature of the cloud, turning runtime behavioral data into actionable security insights and automated responses. Practical distinction. Traditional tools often create blind spots and alert fatigue in the cloud. CNADR aims for explainability, providing a cross-layer story of an attack from the cloud infrastructure to the application. Are your security operations and tooling designed for the static past or the dynamic cloud-native present? Cloud-native contexts demand purpose-built security. Don't treat a Kubernetes cluster like a Windows desktop. Unified cross-layer visibility. Map the entire attack chain across cloud assets, identities, containers, and application layers. Siloed visibility is a critical failure point. Safe, cloud-aware response. In cloud-native environments, you don't just quarantine a container. The orchestrator will instantly replace it. Effective response involves intelligent isolation, scaling to zero, or perimeter blocking to minimize application downtime. Automated evidence collection. The ephemeral nature of workloads means evidence vanishes instantly. Automated collection of file, process, and memory data upon alerting is now table stakes for effective forensics. Explainability over raw data. The goal is not just more visibility, but clear, prioritized narratives of what happened and why. Triaging alerts based on blast radius and exploitability. Do your incident response runbooks account for ephemeral workloads and automated evidence collection, or do they assume persistent systems? Adoption is focused and pragmatic. AI assists analysts. It doesn't replace them. Triage and prioritization. Acceleration. Triage alerts, rank vulnerabilities by real-world exploitability, and forecast potential attack paths, providing guidance without seizing control. Compliance and reporting automation. Generate audit logs and standardized reports across multiple frameworks, freeing experts for strategic defense and investigation. Enhanced explainability. Use AI to connect disparate events across cloud, workload, and app layers to build a coherent attack story for SOC analysts. Where can AI shave hours off triage and investigation without introducing unmanageable risk or complexity? Integrating cloud security into the SOC is still a major hurdle. Skill gaps, tool sprawl, and cultural divides persist. Expanded attack surface. Interconnected cloud, SaaS, and AI services pull new attack vectors into the SOC's purview. Culture knowledge mismatch. Patch fast, IT versus no downtime, DevOps, demands a shared language. The SOC often lacks deep cloud knowledge, while cloud teams lack SOC process expertise. Ownership is the key question. A central challenge is defining who owns cloud runtime security. The traditional SOC, the cloud security team, or a new hybrid task force? Has your organization clearly defined ownership and built bridges between your SOC and cloud application security teams? The shift to CNADR is creating massive market momentum. Market drivers: soaring adoption of hybrid multi-cloud and the fact that over 57% of business applications are now cloud native are forcing a reckoning with legacy security tools. Vendor opportunities: platform consolidation. Unify CDR, ADR, and CDPP to reduce tool sprawl and provide a single pane of glass. Operational roadmaps. Offer prescriptive, staged programs that help SOC teams build cloud capability without being overwhelmed. Targeted AI and automation. Focus on high-value use cases like alert triage and evidence collection to close the SOC skills gap.